This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
How's everybody?
Oh.
It's crazy out there.
It is crazy out there.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like it's more busy out on the roads. Like, I think pre-Christmas, like, everyone's kind of
gone nuts,
gearing it up. Yeah, like, the coffee shop was packed. I'm like, it's usually dead. There's no one at the coffee shop
early
because of the hours. And it was packed.
I wonder if people know they're going to have maybe a couple extra days off.
That's
and
it.
They're
everyone's
trying to get
ready.
Extra work done.
Yeah.
I'll get to work a couple hours early.
But the at the coffee shop, the espresso machine broke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they had to shut down the drive-thru. They had to go out there and tell people. I mean, it's probably a riot right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, did anybody die?
Tell
holy
people
smokes.
You can't have coffee.
You're up there. That's insane.
You're telling people before they get their first coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
That they can't have
they
coffee.
Can't have it.
So it's a double whammy
yeah
of death.
Exactly. You're lucky. You'd probably get knifed doing something
how do you,
like that.
So you're in the Starbucks or whatever it is, and there's four of you.
Yeah.
How do you decide who goes outside to die? Is it you draw straws?
I think it's got to be straws.
Straws, yeah, right?
Straws, Starbucks straws.
Starbucks straws. Starbucks
straws. They're
oh,
all,
Jesus!
They're all like this long, but one is this long.
May my voice be true and my spirit be forever.
Yeah, but they didn't have, so I just got regular coffie. I was like,
I'm
fine.
I
was
just
like, give me whatever
coffee.
You have.
Give me
I
something.
Need something in my system.
So I went through a drive-thru this weekend with my kids, and I was stuck forever, but there's a pickup truck and us. There's no one in front.
Yeah.
And they just wanted like a bagel. And I'm sitting waiting. 5 minutes, the guy in front of me still hasn't ordered. Nothing's happening. He's looking around.
Happens.
I'm looking around. They're like, we're having some technical difficulties.
Oh, no!
Could you please wait?
So I was going to be like, no, I don't want to wait. No!
But the guy in front of you was waiting.
In front of me, you guys, 15 minutes before I could place my order.
You were stuck.
I was just waiting. Pickup truck guy, old guy, had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
horrible.
Came back on.
It's
we're
horrible.
Like, we're so sorry, but we got to go. And he's like, no problem at all.
Yeah.
I would have been like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah. Just lay on your horn,
like,
that loud
can
horn.
Can I just
and
pull up
move
to the window and order?
Yeah.
And tell you what I want, and you can just do it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, that would have been the smarter move, right?
Let's bring the cars up to the window.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Huh. Never thought of that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I was. By the time I got to the window, I was furious.
I had a weird drive-through thing as well. probably last week. So I've decided, screw losing weight.
Yeah,
I'm going to Dairy Queen.
Gave it up.
The roller coaster
like
of Chuck's life.
But
the universe stepped in. The universe stepped in. So there's one I never go to, but it's like in between here and my house, kind of off the path. I have to take like a weird way. So I decide to go to that one.
So you had to drive out of your way to
sort
get
of,
there?
Sort of.
Oh, boy.
Not really.
Calling,
I just
huh?
had to get off a highway
okay
and then get you know,
right,
it's a couple
yeah
minutes from the highway. So it's well within their business hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get into the drive-thru lane and I pull up to the little speaker. Nothing.
No.
Hello?
I'm like, so I start doing that.
Please?
I'm like,
when that happened.
I'm like, Shelly, Steve, anyone?
Bill,
you guys around?
Is Bill in today?
You know him all by name.
Shelly. Hey, Shelly, it's Chuck. Shelly.
Shelly, Chuck's here.
Oh, my God. You know the Dairy Queen people are yeah saying that's bad.
No, I don't really. I don't really. But I knew that'd be funny.
I know that too.
So, good.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
No, so I'm waiting. And much like you, so a guy is behind me. And I'm like, well, you know what? Some kind of snafu must have happened where, you know, like drive-thrus, they can tell someone's there. It makes a noise for them.
Right.
So I figure something's wrong. I'm like, you know what? I'll sacrifice my own order. I will go and let this pickup truck behind me set it off so that he can order. And so I just do a line right around. And then he's sitting there.
So you wait a second.
There.
So no one came to the speaker and you didn't give up. You thought you'd just roll it back around.
I rolled it back around. I rolled it back around.
Wow.
So I roll it back around. And but I'm hanging back because much like Dave, like you can get in that little zone where you're stuck.
Well, you can't move.
And then you can't move. So I'm hanging back and I'm watching. I'm like, what's going to happen with this guy? He's waiting and waiting. And finally, he gives up. And I'm like, okay, they just don't want to take anybody's order.
There were people inside?
Well, so I go around the side, like I leave, and I'm looking in, like it's open.
Okay, but at no point you thought of just getting out of your Jeep and going inside?
No, because if everyone's dead in there, then let them be dead. Oh, I'll read about that tomorrow on the news.
He doesn't need to discover bodies.
I didn't want to deal with getting out of my car. It was the universe telling me, Jack,
yeah,
you don't need to be fatter than what you are.
Sometimes they'll close things down because they're lazy or they're just like, don't feel it. And I don't blame them because I probably would do the same thing. I would shut everything down.
Drive through.
I'm a break, bitch.
They don't shut it down.
Dude, I had a fat intervention too. This was before Thanksgiving and I went to a place that rhymes with Farby's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I had a weak moment and I was like, I'm going to Farby's.
Yeah. When was this recently?
No, it was Thanksgiving Day or something.
Oh, okay. Talked about Farby's.
Yeah, and I go through and I'm like, I was like, they're open. Holy smokes. I was like, sweet. So I go through the drive-through. Person says, hey, what can I get for you? And I order. And then I get up to the window and it's dark inside. And nobody comes. And I think that there was one person in there and they pranked me.
It's like, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's
like, they're like, what can I get for you? And they're like, okay. And I'm like, it's just like a normal order. And then I get up there and nothing. And I'm like, oh my God.
What?
You know what I wonder?
They were closed. No.
You didn't get your Farby's?
No, I got no Farby's, Lisa.
You know what I wonder is if
Black
like,
Farby's.
You know how you go to the drive-thru and sometimes when you get there, it triggers like a voice.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, would you like to try our filet fish meal? And then it's like, go ahead with your order, please.
Unless someone hacked into the system and was pranking
I think there was like a manager there that must have been pissed.
Because
they didn't probably have anything like the fryers going.
It wasn't nothing.
No,
it was 100% closed. But they had taken my order.
That's come crazy. On.
I swear to God, dude,
are
I was
you
like,
sure?
Me. Yeah, no, I'm
music
sure.
Fest.
No music festival.
No music festival.
Yeah, no, I was clean living at that
okay.
point.
That's such a tease.
Wow, yeah. It really was a black
Friday.
You know, like you order.
I was like, my sad, my fat little heart broke.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
Dude, it was
a drive through prank?
I was like, driving home, I was like, what was that?
So, like, they said, okay, that'll be $9 and so
yeah,
cents.
They were like,
just made it up. Yeah.
Like an actual whole order transaction went down, and then I get to the window, and I'm like, wait, are you, it seemed to be any hustle and bustle in there. What's
so either someone inside was fooling around with you or like someone managed to hack into their drive-through speaker system and was just having some
fun.
It
might have been the hack, but I just felt like when I was driving away, I was like, I feel like there's like some pissy manager in there.
That's probably what
that's
it was.
It's just like, oh, my day's ruined, but I'm ruining everybody's day by not giving them their
yeah, it's like his day off. He's got to make sure the place gets cleaned.
Yeah, man.
Because no one's working, like no one's going to be ordering.
It was such a sad moment.
Jeez.
But I guess it was good because I ended up getting, you know, chicken.
It's been healthy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So this is apparently a thing where people, like someone said they were able to hack a McDonald's drive-thru using just a radio.
Oh, I wonder if
kids that, you know, realized it was closed for the day and thought this is our chance. Mm-hmm. We can have some fun. Let's hear how they do this here from this story.
How may I help you?
That's the greeting you're probably used to hearing at a drive-thru, but over the weekend, a customer at the McDonald's on Neuse Boulevard in New Bern posted a video on Facebook of a much different encounter.
You know, I'm actually on the toilet right now, and I'm just going to serve you your food. Not even going to wash my hands.
Someone was able to hack the drive-thru frequency, spraying profanities at customers as they tried to place their orders.
Hey, you know what? Just pull forward, because I'm going to give you whatever the f***
some other customers who saw the video on Facebook thought the whole thing was a joke.
My God.
I think everybody thought it was fake, and I didn't know you could hack it to a drive-thru like that.
The owner of that McDonald's cell issued a statement to us saying, quote, "We are investigating this matter with the help of the New Bern Police Department. In addition, we are taking steps to prevent this isolated incident from happening again. As local owners, our biggest priority is our customers and community, and we want to ensure that every experience is a positive one." Now, customers want those responsible to be held accountable for their actions.
Well, I definitely think charges should be pressed. I mean, that's pretty explicit.
Charges should be pressed? Come on.
Well, I think they should be given the electric charge.
Frown.
Now I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, I know how, like, so Taco Bell has that, like, greeting, right? Like, that's just, like, that generic voice.
Yeah.
It's, like, an automatic thing they started doing, like, within the last 5 years.
Most places have
but I wonder if this
even,
one.
Even
would you like to order a combo today?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, something stupid.
And then, but I had said something. I had said my order, and then they responded. So I wonder if even that part's automated. And that's what happened at Flarby's.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you didn't, the reason you know you're dealing with a human is that they give you your total back.
Yeah. So that happened.
So there's other people.
So someone was messing with you.
There's other people texting saying some places have central drive-through computers, aren't local, and they may not have realized that restaurant was closed. So they could still be placing the order, sending it to the restaurant. There was just no one working there that day.
Oh, wow. Why does it got to be so goddamn fancy? why does it got to be like anti-missile technology?
Can I tell you right now, there's no way that Arby's has that.
How do they answer your questions?
There's no way.
Like, you're like,
Yeah, and I didn't have a lot of questions. I was making a lot of statements. Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, you know.
I'm a black belt in ordering flowers.
Yeah, like, what kind of questions am I going to ask?
I got a PhD. So
do you still have that, a commercial about some kind of triple meat wrap? Something about getting the meat?
I'm sure people have some questions.
Just want to know. I got a few questions. I love now. Just go to different Arby's and just ask them random.
A couple of questions about the menu for you.
You got a second? I got some questions for you. Off the top of my head.
We're bouncing some stuff off.
Do you have any specials today? What's your special of the day?
I heard you have the meats. Do you guys have any elk meat?
Yeah.
How about some bison?
It disturbed me, and it was because I am a guy who's had a living room music festivals.
Yes.
Yes.
So I mean, any little kink in the reality chain, to me, I'm like, what was that? I'm like, is that it?
Is
that
residuals?
I'm like, is that it? Is everything giving way inside my head?
Yeah.
Yeah. More and more people saying that a lot of drive-thrus outsource, and they're not actually in the store, so it may have been that situation where they didn't realize that Arby's was closed.
But Arby's?
Yeah, that's Arby's. What I'm like. It's weird to think of them having a central command.
I can't imagine it. Honestly, I mean, but maybe.
We're here at the FOB.
You know.
The forward operating base.
I don't know why. I mean, I know they're doing fine. But I always figured that different locations were just hanging on.
I think this one is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just highly disturbing. I still sometimes think about it. I'm like, what was that?
Yeah, well, you kept it buried for a while.
I know. Until we started talking about this, I didn't even. I forgot. Kind of buried it.
Yeah, you buried it.
Buried it like trauma.
Exactly.
Everyone, please, at the drive-thru today, ask a couple of questions.
Yeah. Got a couple of quick questions. I was thinking I could maybe pinball them off. Yeah,
I was wondering a couple things here as I'm thinking it. If you could.
So I got big holiday plans, and I'm trying to figure out whether or not I should do it on the Friday night, or maybe wait until the Saturday night. Depending on there'll be some different people at either or the days. So,
sir,
do you go family or like good times?
Sir, do you want some fries? Or?
Sure, yeah, I'll get to that.
What exactly is in that horsey sauce?
Oh, ma'am, I'm not
calling. We can't even tell you.
You have the ingredients of
I'm going to give you a 1-800 number to call to talk about that, too.
Do you have anything vegan?
Absolutely not. We just have meat. Even our bread's made of meat.
Even our bread's
made of meat. We have the meat.
Our fries are made of meat.
We got meat fries.
Yeah, there's like a button they can hit and swallow up your car if you ask that.
Yeah, it's like a booby trap.
Yeah.
Jason the Jew had an incident at a drive-thru, too. What up, Jason?
What's up, Dave?
So, what happened?
It was it's a nightmare. So, I don't go to fast food places a lot, mm-hmm. you know. So I decide I'm starving. I'm going to pull over and get something at the drive-thru. It's a huge line, so I decide to wait. And I'm waiting in line. I finally get up to the speaker to order, and they tell me that it's cash only and that their credit card system is down.
Oh, the worst!
But I'm stuck, and there's no way to get out. So I had to sit there smelling like the food. And pull up, so I'm banging on my steering wheel, screaming about it, and had to go all the way through for like 15 minutes while other people with tape.
Sure, they tortured you.
Honestly, the dumbest thing that they've done
is lock you in.
Is lock you in with cement.
Yeah.
Like, we were fine with painted lines.
You know what,
we were fine with painted lines. Yeah.
You should be allowed to escape.
You should be allowed to escape.
It's like drive-through jail.
You can't escape some of these.
Because you had no cash, you just had to wait with everyone else, and then you took, did you go get cash and come back or no?
No, I went home. I was so pissed. I couldn't believe that I had to sit there. And then nobody came out and like put a sign up, you know?
Oh. No.
Like, you should go put a sign somewhere.
Yeah.
Let me know before I get like invested in this.
Cash only right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just a nightmare.
That might make me bash my own brains in on against my window. If I was stuck smelling and I knew I couldn't pay,
just put your head out the window and then roll it up.
Yeah. He decapitated himself.
Jason, go here so he can talk.
Okay, yes.
But yeah, that's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah.
That's torture is what that is.
Yep.
I don't like those keep you in.
One I was in yesterday where they had technical difficulties and I was trapped for 15 minutes, they had it. It was like there was, first of all, there was a wall on this side, on the right side. Yeah. So you couldn't get out even if you wanted to. But on the left there was parked cars. So I was stuck.
I've gone into them where you enter the parking lot. The parking lot is big, but then the whole outside rim of the parking lot is its own drive-through lane. And it's cement. Mm-hmm. It's like trapping you. So if it was ever really busy and you made the call, like, okay, I'm going to wait, you're trapped for a long time.
Yeah, there's no getting out of it.
No.
The place over by me that's like that, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've
been stuck before. They had like some kind of meltdown on the inside and I'm just stuck in there.
I'll tell you right now that I would just go right over.
I was in the Pontiac.
I would go right over.
I was literally in there till the end.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you got no clearance.
No way to get out.
No clearance.
Well, with the Pontiac, if I would have tried to jump that curb, it would have been over. Well,
you could have just left it.
Yeah.
Take the keys, dude.
That's it.
It's all yours.
It's all your problem now. Should have thought about that, huh? I ripped the license plate off while the other
day. Scraping the VIN number off.
It's your problem now.
So other people
don't look
are saying
in the trunk.
Could have been the cleaning crew.
That's what I thought
prank.
Too. That's what I mean. Like, it
I
was
thought
like
about
the cleaning.
That too, dude. Like
a Thanksgiving cleaning crew.
It seemed very pranky to me.
It's crazy.
And I was like, it's Thanksgiving. I was like, who's? It's already sad enough. I'm going to Arby's.
You got like an old Ukrainian woman cleaning.
I was to make this fat man think he can get this out of his. And then right as he's about to get the package from me.
Yes.
Do it.
Make him seven.
Someone said, why is it so many people go in the drive-thru lane and don't choose to go in the store because the drive-thru lane is longer? I'll say this. A couple of times I've had that thought. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go in. Every single time I see the car, I always take a note of the car that was last in line that I would have been behind.
Because it's still faster.
Yeah, because every time I come out, that car's already gone. So it would have been faster.
I think they take care of the drive-thru first.
Faster, yes.
I think so, too.
The drive-thru is priority to the people that come into the lobby.
I totally agree with that. In the places I've been, the cars always get through before I have.
Because I'll walk into a store and there'll be nobody in the lobby whatsoever. Not a single soul. And it still takes 20 minutes to get my food.
Oh, yeah. I hate standing there like all awkwardly.
Yeah. Well, there's just sometimes I'm only able to interact with people from like about my belly button up. That's what I've dressed for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You got no pants. For the
I've got gym shorts on and flip-flops and it's middle of winter.
Yes.
It's not time for me to be going in establishments.
You know what's funny?
Like, from the chest up. Like, I'm like, fine. Like, yeah, let's do this.
You're professional from the chest up. Yeah. From the chest down.
Right. It's business time down there.
Exactly.
It's party time
it's like a conference call at home.
Right, exactly.
suit
my underwear. I can't be just going in places.
Yeah.
He's in his underwear. People say they lock you in on purpose just so that even if it's slow, you're stuck. I assume that's, you know, part of the reason. There's probably a safety reason for it, too.
I love the freedom of being able to be like, this is taking too long. I'm
going to go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. So just be careful. Someone said they were stuck in a Taco Bell drive-thru line for 45 minutes because there were curbs. It was just employees being real slow.
Yeah, I was probably in that same line because I'll never forget it. I was like, I had to go borrow a lighter from somebody two cars ahead of me like we were leaving a concert. But we were just getting tacos.
Man, there was a taco place I went to. It was the slowest place that I've ever gone to in my whole entire life. So every once in a while, you roll the dice.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You roll the dice.
It all depends on where you go and how much they feel like working or not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody ever... I wish I could find out what happened that day at Flarby's.
Andy's That's Flarby's so mystery.
Someone knows.
It was it's somebody, you and somebody else. Knows.
Yeah.
Somebody knows.
Yeah.
And they took my order.
Yeah.
And they were like, he get no beef and cheddar.
This man wants 5 beef and cheddar. He's having a moment of weakness.
Yes, let's help him not be fiant.
It is a mystery.
Head. Yes.
Either someone hacked it or there was someone inside playing a prank.
It was highly disturbing. I was like, what? I was like, I've been had.
I've been had.
So there were no cars in the parking lot, not a single
Nothing.
Car.
No, and then there
you
was
were
somebody,
the only car in the drive-thru.
Yeah, and they answered me when I pulled up, because I was just like, because I had Googled, like, what's open, and some of them are open. So I was like, sweet. And then there was a car that came in behind me, too, so I don't know if they got them or if it was just my own little special surprise.
Most places are open on Thanksgiving, though, aren't they? Most fast food places?
No, not Flarby's.
It all depends.
A lot of places aren't.
I know one time. I know Taco Bell is for sure.
Yeah.
Because one time we had the saddest Thanksgiving dinner at Taco Bell with the kids. Because we were flying somewhere and we couldn't find any restaurants to serve Thanksgiving dinner. And the kids were starving. So we had Taco Bell.
I think it's
crazy Thanksgiving.
It's up to
the perfect Thanksgiving.
The franchisee controls that a lot, I think.
That's what I think, yeah.
Because they either want to pay them double time or they don't.
Yeah, and I think that's even more, like, if you're talking about Flarby's.
Yeah.
I think it's even more like that, because, like I said, some will look like it's like a palace.
Yeah.
And some look like...
This was more of a palatial one.
Yeah, some look like they're just hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
But yeah, my last couple of Thanksgivings, it was like, you know, sad times or whatever. I was going to a drive-thru, but it doesn't matter. But, I went to a McDonald's one year, like a couple years ago, and it was open.
Okay.
But I had to go to another one, not the one I usually go to.
I'm trying to see where Flarby's ranks on the... they finally come in at 14.
There it is.
Out of the top fast food chains in the U.S. Oh. They do beat Dairy Queen.
Yeah, they'll never be Sonic the way they were doing things that day.
It's McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, Wendy's, Starbucks, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, Pizza Hut, KFC, Sonic, Chick-fil-A, Domino's, Panera, then Arby's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big surprises. Actually, I would have thought Popeyes was bigger, but I don't know if they're in every state.
A lot of times, I'm always the only one there.
Well, not since the chicken sandwich.
No, I'm not talking about... No, I'm talking about...
DQ?
No, at Arby's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's not a lot of, like, lines usually there.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Want Dave and Chuck the Freak delivered to your inbox? Sign up for their daily download and have all their bits in one place. Sign up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com to get the podcast, Peep Show, and more sent directly to you.
Someone sent an email, Andy, that your picture was found on a swingers website.
That's always good.
Not for you to be swinging. I'm not saying that, but someone has used a picture on there that has you in it.
Yeah?
There it is.
Oh, shoot. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was from the old strip club gigs I used to have to do.
So it's the girl?
It's
these people. They were heading out to a certain place and were looking for...
It's the guy and
it's the guy and one of those girls, right? Because it says straight 48-year-old guy and by 34-year-old woman. We're looking for swingers. And one of their pictures...
happens to have you in it.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming into contact with these swingers. That's me. That's beardless me.
Yeah, it is.
That was when I was just a baby.
That's so nuts. Why would they use a picture that has other people in it?
I don't know. But I don't, you know,
well,
what I don't.
They're partying, you know? They're partying.
I'll tell you, I don't appreciate it.
They could have cropped you out.
Easily. So easily.
Well,
so
easy.
But then you wouldn't have the star power of the green beans.
So true. Exactly. I'm not going to swing with them unless they know the green beans.
Are they trying to make it seem like you swung with them?
I think they're trying to make it seem like they're my friend or something.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's hard to tell. I think it just looks like
you're on the fence about swinging.
Right. I am.
And then you go through and you're like, well, they know green beans.
I'm in.
So exactly. So you're getting laid.
I'm in then.
You give yourself some swinging power on there.
I do not remember that picture.
You don't look like you remember.
I'm going through all my memory, babe. You're like, I do not remember that. No. There are 100,000 drunk pictures of me probably on dating profiles.
So true. I will say this, though. That's way better than I thought what was going to...
I thought it was just going to be somebody saying they're me.
No, this is like another couple basically just proving that they, A, know the green bean, and B, know how to have a good time and party.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just don't understand if you're looking to swing why you would confuse people. Like, you want to let people know who they're going to be swinging with. So don't include extra people in your pictures.
Because you'll question.
Well,
like,
also, which is the girl? Like,
right,
which girl are...
So there's two girls and two guys, but it's just for one couple. So who am I getting here if I want to swing?
Well, you can tell that Andy's not 48 years old.
Yeah. Especially that one. That's beardless. I wonder.
Yeah.
So I assume it's that guy and that girl.
That's what I would assume, right? But you
That's
never
what
know.
I would assume.
Does she have a top on that girl?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
I think
sure.
so.
Is she the stripper?
Was that a strip club?
I don't. I can't remember if it's.
Andy, can you piece together?
There's a place that it's mentioned.
Well, they do say they're both Irish, so.
There's a place that's mentioned in it.
But that's just where they're going that tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that's where
and
they
I've
were
been
headed.
There a couple of times.
And that's possible that those girls are just dressed to go to that place.
There's no hint of a top anywhere there, you guys.
I think that's a little strap coming right there. Yeah.
That's what I thought,
hair.
Too.
That's
no.
hair.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same color hair as what she's
Yeah,
got
I think
head.
It's a strap.
I think
but
it's a strap
but
to a
where,
top.
Like, nothing's covered
it's
there.
It's probably like a lighter color, like a yellow or like a pinkish top. But it's clearly a radio station event because you can see the logo in the background right above Andy's head.
Can you?
Yeah. It just reversed.
Oh, yeah, there it
it's
is.
It's definitely the logo.
That's a good eye. That's a good eye. That is a very good eye, James.
It's definitely a station event.
It was a station event.
It looks like it's at the place that they're at.
And I have a feeling Andy's probably
but
wearing the station shirt.
We did strip club station events.
Oh, yeah. I am wearing a station shirt.
Is this the button-up dickie? It's probably got the logo on the left pocket.
Yeah, we did strip club events.
Yeah, what's I know, but no strip club has that much stuff going on.
Like that much
it.
Kino. It looks
exactly.
Like you got Kino going on in the titty bar? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's that place. That's that
I think
place.
It's that place that they're mentioned in there.
Yeah, I've done something there once.
So
time,
this person, I would assume, was obviously looking for swingers himself.
Yeah.
Says, I thought you guys might like to know that sometimes when you take photos with fans, they may end up in places you aren't thrilled about. I'm on a site called SLS Swing Lifestyle, and I found this picture on a profile. Had to share it with you.
There might be a picture of me and James at this place.
That's just par for the course.
You ever go there?
Beefcakesoradio.com is the picture of you and I.
Beefcakes.
I mean, in my beardless time, God knows what photos.
I know.
That was when I was a real wild animal.
I think me and James had to do an event there, and I believe it was you, James, because there was a giant like pop machine involved that you had to like bring to all these different events.
Oh, God, don't remind me of that. Back when I was trying to make my way into radio. Oh, yep. Sure, I'll haul this pop vending machine to every single friggin' bar in the area.
Yep, there's a pop vending machine that we had to, and it was everyone that won
didn't give a crap about the bands.
Crap.
Nobody cared about the bands of the show we were giving away.
Some girl didn't
one of my
win.
Favorites.
Yeah, some girl didn't win, and she had
the band's logo tattooed all over her
all
body,
over.
Like multiple tattoos of the band, and they couldn't
lost.
Win.
I'm like, this isn't how things should work.
But a family that listened to the number one hip hop station in the area was winning tickets left and right.
Yep.
But just so everyone's clear, Andy is not a swinger.
No.
So if you see him on a swinging site, someone's just using his picture.
Yeah, this is crazy. At least they're in it. At least it's not one of those things where somebody
exactly.
puts
you.
Me.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah,
that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
This actually makes me laugh a lot.
This is awesome.
What makes me laugh is it's like, you know how alarming it is? Because like usually you can be like, oh, yeah, I got a little bit of a flicker of a memory of that.
Yeah.
This one, not a thing.
Nothing
at all. Not a thing.
That's
but that's so clearly me.
Yeah.
That's
You're there. You're there.
That's clearly me.
That's similar. It's a similar face to the picture we have from Vegas where you're posing with a balloon vagina.
Oh, yeah. My balloon vagina hat.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It's a similar, and I don't. Did you
I used to make that rascal. That was, when, duck lips were big. I was making the duck lips.
It's a little rascal.
I was my little rascal, like ooh,
yeah.
Oh yeah, that one there. That's it. Graphic.
That vagina balloon hat. I used to hit people in the face with it when they talked to me. Like people would be talking, and I'd be like, "What?" And I'd hit them right in the face with the vagina.
Yeah.
People that you probably shouldn't be hitting in the face.
I had another one, which is you, me, James, and the rock girl from that time with that vagina balloon hat, but I don't, it's just not.
Was it the sad one? Where, well, there was one where, like, the vagina balloon hat had deteriorated over the course of the evening.
Was it taken before or after Annie got kicked out of the bar we were at?
It was at that, like, Hogs and Heifers, whatever. What was that
place? That guy was out of his mind.
Oh, no, what was that place called?
Was no, Hogs and Heifers or something like that, yeah. That was the bar.
I went underneath a rope.
And the guy and they were like, get out.
Got all crazy. And I was like, fine, I don't need you anyway. I'm just going to take off this dark Vegas alley.
That was normal.
Yeah.
That was also the same day that I posed with the woman with the world's biggest knockers.
Oh, yeah, because you were really excited
and
about
the
that.
The next morning, I went mall walking. Lisa and I went mall walking with Chuck, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I did my speed walking.
You did your speed walking.
They've had a busy vacation that weekend. Yeah,
that was like the first beardless
trip. That was our first trip.
Yeah,
that was we did everything.
We were there
Chuck
for 4 days.
His ice cream sundae.
We had a lot to do.
Yeah.
We went candle shopping.
We had a lot of time to kill.
I'll never do any of
that. That first year was so action-packed, I grew a wisdom beard.
Wisdom beard.
I grew a wisdom beard right after that. Had to.
God. I just put a surge in for. Ooh, just bringing up some rooms.
Oh boy!
Don't do that. You gotta delete some of those days.
I know. I just brought up Vegas.
Ooh. Man, it's weird to look into your own eyes in a picture and not remember it.
That is crazy.
You know.
But you have no idea.
Well, there's so many photos taken though.
That looks like about. That looks like about 1 a.m. right there.
It is not, it's not, it can't be early if I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I got a pretty strong brain.
But again, just to recap, if you see Andy on a swinger site, he's not up for swinging. So don't approach him and try
don't
and bring
you
him
try
into the,
swing with me.
He's not going to be your
I ain't
bull.
Gonna be swinging.
He's not going to come into your bedroom.
I'm beautiful.
Unless you're a single lady.
What's crazy about it, though, is that, like, how many years ago do you think this is?
Six.
Yeah.
Over six. Yeah.
Over six. Over six.
I've had a beard since at least... Man, I started getting on your guys' show 2013.
Right.
So it was at least 2014. So it's got to be 2013 because 2014 was when I got wise.
But I mean, like, so even if you're a swinger, you're using a photo that's old.
Yeah. Get with the times, brah. People aren't even going to know that's me. I didn't even have my cartoon character yet.
Yeah, you
won't. That was pre-character.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, there you go. Just a heads up. Just don't fall for
fake Andy
swingers.
Yeah, I saw that and I was
alarmed.
I was like, who's out there? I'm always like, who's trying to screw me? I'm always like, who's trying to take me down? I'm like, I'll find you. And it's going to be bad times.
That's green bean intake in two.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm a mess.
Well, yeah, he doesn't remember, but it definitely is not something he's into.
But I cannot argue that was
that
me.
Is you. That's you.
That's like would suck if you're in court, right? They'll be like, "Were you there the night of?"
No, I've never been.
I don't know these people. I've never seen them.
Who the hell is this? Then?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Well, that's. That's me.
You notice you're with the two swingers, you're at the place that we said you were at.
Well, God damn it.
You remember anything about that?
No. God damn it.
Some guy's using a picture of all of us on his Tinder profile when we met him because he said he needs to look cool for all the filthy bitches.
So we are on Tinder and we're on a swinging website.
It's funny to put like our photos from like the 0.5Kers up on your dating profile. It's like, there I am.
I'm telling you.
If you can use us to get laid, though, do it.
Just don't pretend you are us. It shows you're willing to go somewhere and have a good time.
And what kind of like what show you like?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, that's true.
No, right. That's cool. I don't like false green beans running around there.
No.
And there was a false Dave Hunter nailing bitches for a while too. He was pretending to be me.
That's not cool because it's like, who? What are they saying out there? And people, somebody thinks that that's you,
or they're giving people diseases or putting babies in them. I don't want anyone coming after me.
You can't have that. Hell no. But yeah, no, that's alarming though. That's like. Sucks to have a photo of yourself that you don't remember.
That is crazy.
On a swinging website.
All right. Yes, that too.
Check of the news coming up here. Where's the strange place cops found a 39-year-old thief hiding? What did someone find in a Walmart pie? Where's the latest place a guy got his dong stuck? And what's terrorizing toilets in India? That's all coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, though, should a coach lose his job for taking his high school soccer team to Hooters? The coach of New York's Lake George High School boys soccer team in some hot water. The team had an undefeated season thwarted by Voorheesville, so the coach, Blake White, decided, you know what? I'm going to take the team out to celebrate a great season. So he took them to Hooters.
Probably can't do that.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think, honestly. No. The superintendent of the school district, Lynn Rutnick, says the incident is being addressed. They have not decided if White will lose his job or not over this, but it definitely does not stay in line with the school standards.
Do people not realize Hooters doesn't show anything?
There are sluttier girls at much different restaurants that you'd never expect. Like,
you
they're
don't
dressed
see anything
much more inappropriately, in my opinion.
They probably see more with the girls in the high school than they do at Hooters.
You're absolutely right.
But there's more risque things on those kids' phones.
Maybe in 1957, Hooters would have been risque. Yeah. Hooters to me is not risque anymore.
No.
Like if
it's just good
my
food
son,
and big tables so you can get a bunch of people in there.
Yeah, my son who plays high school sports, if his coach were to take him to Hooters with his team, I would have no issue with it at all.
So, well, like a soccer team's got 20, 30 kids on it?
Probably less. 15.
Okay, so even then, 15 sets of parents. As a soccer coach, you got to know. Some of them suck real hard.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And that's the only thing I'll say. Although I wouldn't have a problem. I know there are other people out there that would have a problem. So as a teacher, I'd never put myself in that position.
Yeah.
Probably especially moms.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things I've ever seen was, one of my buddies that lived in Canada, we would like try and meet up halfway every once in a while. Like, hey, we'll go somewhere. We'll get dinner, catch up. One of the places was Hooters. So we go there. And as we're getting our stuff, a team, like a little baseball team walked in, but these guys were like 11. And I'm telling you what, it was the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my whole entire life was a group of 11-year-old guys at Hooters. Like, that was amazing. Maybe not the best choice, but the guys were like, Jesus. they were like asking for extra fries and
it's
stuff
like
every 5 minutes.
It's like our Super Bowl for boobs.
They were, oh my God.
But
they
there's none of us in this room that believe this guy should be fired for this, right?
No, I don't think he should be fired.
I mean, maybe he
should have
been
a different choice.
It tells you,
choices in restaurants, but whatever.
He doesn't make the best choices in life.
I guess, but he's coached the soccer team at this high school for over 37 years.
He's
also coached tennis.
I don't know
if he looks that old. I saw a picture of him, and I didn't think he looked that old.
30 years.
Like, so he may be in his 50s, right?
A lot of times.
How old were the kids? They were in high school.
It says high school. It doesn't say what grade 16. They were in.
Sometimes people are always just looking for an excuse to cut somebody loose, too. But
I mean, it's just like I feel like when I was 16, I was.
That's him.
I would have just been upset that it was like such a mediocre. Chicken wing place.
Yeah.
Take me to. You couldn't pony up, get us some nice.
It's about getting a big group in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said there are now no decisions made on his future.
Did you?
They're never ate in. I'd get taken out, but
I saw their quality.
It jived. Yeah.
Once I also used to be up here. And then started to decline.
Well, yeah.
Quality.
You have to cut somewhere.
The last time I was at Hooters was with Chuck the Freak in Boston. That was the last time I've been at Hooters. That was quite a while ago.
50 wings.
Yeah, we got soaked walking from the U2 concert and ended up at a Hooters, and we shared 50.
I like the spicy, this real spicy one.
They got a good sauce, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
They got a good sauce.
Yep. I haven't been in years, but yeah. I used to enjoy it.
All right, but hopefully they will not force this guy to resign or fire him over it. Just maybe give him a warning.
Oh yeah,
that he can take students.
I'll be like, I haven't been to a Hooters in years, and then somebody will have pictures of me at a Hooters. Mm-hmm.
What they need to do is just take. Ago. How old are those kids?
It doesn't say. It just says high school.
Yeah. So
it could be anywhere.
14 and 17,
right?
And if you're a real good high school team, then it's probably the seniors. Go check their Snapchat.
It's way worse stuff on the internet.
Someone said my son's friend's 12th birthday party was at Hooters.
That's amazing.
There's another one. I had my 13th birthday at Hooters. Mm. Come on, it's freaking Hooters.
I know.
We took our 5-year-old for his birthday dinner to Hooters.
The birthdays are special, too, because all the girls put on lipstick and kiss you on the cheek. Then you have all these lip prints on your cheek.
What? Your birthday party at Hooters?
What, James?
No. Never did. Always dreamed of it.
Aww.
That would be a hard one to get my mom to sign off on.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Mom, you think for my birthday I can go to Hooters?
Let's get some fake IDs.
Really good wings.
Okay, so if Rowan said, Dad, I want to have my birthday party at Hooters, would you let him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Can I be invited?
Can James come?
I'd have a much better time at Hooters than I would at Bounce World.
Bounce World. There's
much less activity at Hooters.
Yeah, the only issue you may encounter would be other parents, and that's fine. They just
the thing is, you don't want to deal with the drama of the other parents.
I would know who was going. I would be like,
oh yeah, it would be like,
it's
your friend.
Rowan doesn't have the blanket. Let's just invite every single kid that's in my 16 classes I take.
Mm.
You know, it would be like I would know the baseball kids that would be cool with going to Hooters.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
It's funny, we just took, it was Aiden, today's Aiden's 16th birthday, but we had him, he let him invite some friends for dinner over the weekend. So we sat at a different table while him and his buddies sat at one table. Just they could have their space,
you know.
The waiter that served his table was the rudest. I guess he didn't like being stuck with a table of 16-year-olds.
Well, sure.
During the Christmas rush, like probably thought he was going to get stiffed on a bill, but like we made it clear, hey, we're taking care of the bill here.
Yeah.
But we're sitting at a separate table. We had a different waitress.
Right.
He was such an a-hole. Oh my God.
That sucks.
Yeah, because I guess he's like, I don't want to serve a bunch of kids.
Well, sorry that it didn't work out for you to not be
tired of
situation.
Getting root beers? Right. You tired of getting root beers for everybody?
That's probably it, right? You probably think, they're taking up so many of my tables, they're not going to drink any booze. Like, he was being short-sighted.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I mean, I tipped him, of course, but it would have been a lot more if he had been a good dude.
Yeah.
My kids will drink so much root beer, you wish that you... you wish it was booze. But those bottled root beers, they add up.
Bottled root beer is expensive.
But it's so good.
I know, I've had my rounds with them.
Mm-hmm. All right, off now to Missouri for our next story this morning. All I can say is, I hope these were clean.
What?
Here's the story.
Well, despite a creative disguise, an armed robber is in custody tonight. A man was spotted on surveillance camera as he robbed a gas station in Moberly, Missouri with a rifle. Moberly, just north of Columbia. You may notice his disguise. That is underwear on his head.
Yeah, he wore underwear as his disguise.
It's kind of a terrifying mask.
To rob this gas station. His nose is right in the taint area towards the crotch.
Yeah. Well, and I couldn't do this.
The eyes peeking out of each leg hole. Why couldn't you do this?
It'd be show my whole face. My gigantic leg holes.
Oh.
It wouldn't really...
I got some mean thighs on me.
It wouldn't really...
Your leg holes are too big.
Cover anything.
Chucks would look more like those infinity scarves.
Exactly. I'll look like...
they don't look very clean either. Either that's
no,
somebody
I
needs
don't.
To like buy some bleach.
I don't think he can. That's why he's robbing.
Yeah, he's robbing. Doesn't have that bleach money.
Fair enough. Yeah.
No bleach money.
He can afford a nice gun, though.
He's got a shotgun. Like, he's going to seriously.
But underwear over his face obviously did not work. He was arrested.
He's like,
they're not releasing his name as he has.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of, like, robberies with a full-on shotgun.
No.
Because, you know, it's always you're concealing it for half the time.
Right. It's not the best. He's not a thinker, this guy.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.